Nolte, top Arcade says he self-deported after 23 years as an illegal alien. By John Nolte on March 11, 2025. An illegal alien who worked as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's DNY, Deputy Communications Director says he has self-deported to Colombia. Diego de la Vega was born in Quito, Ecuador, and was 7 years old when he entered the United States and then overstayed a visitor's visa for 23 years living in New York City, which is a sanctuary city. In an interview with Migrant Insider, de la Vega says that while growing up, we lived in fear because we were not of the right status, but I had a pretty good childhood in New York. We worked hard, starting out in a basement apartment. But we went to school and got jobs. The former illegal alien says his political activism began with the DREAM Act in 2010. After it failed to pass into law, thank heaven, he started organizing for immigrant rights, first as a communications worker in the New York State Assembly, then for Make the Road New York, an immigrant rights organization. So that's two jobs he stole from legal citizens. Then it all came together. His work did not go unnoticed. Within a year, he was hired by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's re-election campaign, where he eventually became her deputy communications director. Alexandria comes from an organizing background herself, so she likes to hire people who share that experience, he said. She's an excellent communicator, and the team she built is top-notch. Diego is amazing, Uck told Migrant Insider. We love him. De la Vega wanted to work on Capitol Hill. Thankfully, only legal citizens are allowed to work in national politics, which seems like a pretty smart law to me, because here is the bottom line about this DACA enrollee. See if you can spot the problem with Mr. Amazing Diego. In my late 20s, I began to seriously consider how precarious my future in the U.S. was, de la Vega said. I thought about what would happen if I just left. If I went to Latin America, if I embraced my identity as a Latino instead of trying to fit the image of a picture-perfect immigrant. He added, not being able to leave the U.S. or visit my country was hard. And there you go. De la Vega had no desire to become an American. Oh, he wanted citizenship, but that's something very different from wanting to become an American. He lives here 23 of his 31 years and still refers to Colombia as my country. Still wants to embrace his identity as a Latino instead of trying to fit the image of a picture-perfect immigrant. No normal person wants immigrants like this guy living in our country. People who demean America while flying the flag of a foreign country. When my wife and her family came here, legally, from Mexico, they desperately wanted to become Americans, to learn a language, embrace our ideals and customs, and appreciate the prosperity. My wife is proud of her Mexican heritage, and in our beautiful melting pot she has held on to the traditions she loves. But if you ask what her country is, she will proudly say America. Anyway, it appears as though things worked for everyone. For those of us who believe in the rule of law, an illegal alien has self-deported. As far as that illegal alien, he appears much happier where he belongs. In his own country, Diego de la Vega has a new life in Colombia. One without fear, with freedom of mobility, and with the agency he never had during his 23 years in New York City. He added that, after some time, it's been a real pleasure to be here. It feels fulfilling to be home. Diego is fulfilled instead of stealing a legal citizen's job. I believe that's what you call a win-win, baby. One down, about 29 million to go. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.